Good evening. This is the 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Central Time update on Hurricane Gustav. Gustav remains a powerful hurricane, Category 3 on the Saffir-Simpson hurricane scale. At this hour, the center of the hurricane is located about 200 miles to the south-southeast of the mouth of the Mississippi River. The hurricane is moving towards the northwest, about 17 to 18 miles per hour, and this motion is expected to continue for the next 24 to 36 hours. On that track, the center will be crossing the coast over the central portion of Louisiana during the day tomorrow. The storm has increased in size in the last few hours, and we expect now that tropical storm force winds will reach the coast at the mouth of the Mississippi River within the next 2 hours or so and spread to New Orleans area by about 3 a.m. We also expect that hurricane conditions will reach the coast shortly after midnight tonight. The biggest threats from this hurricane are going to be storm surge and rainfall, along with the powerful winds. We're looking at here is the coast of Louisiana, with New Orleans located in this area here. The track of the hurricane right now is forecast to come in to the shoreline a little to the southwest of there, closer to the Houma area. Strongest winds and highest surge are just to the right. We expect a storm surge on the order of 10 feet crossing the coast there, with storm surge on the order of 4 to 5 feet, perhaps 6 feet, near the New Orleans area. The hurricane is expected to slow down as it moves inland, which will increase the chances for flooding from rainfall. So three risks from Gustav: the very strong winds, Category 3 expected at landfall, storm surge to 10 feet, perhaps locally a little higher, and rainfall totals that will be on the order of 6 to 12 inches, locally 20 inches. Very important to pay attention to instructions from local emergency management officials at this time. At the National Hurricane Center, I'm Ed Rappaport.